You are listening to a Capstone News Now online exclusive. Listen to Capstone News Now every Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 5, only on WVUA-FM. Welcome to Capstone News Now. We're speaking to Dr. Sue Rankin from Penn State University. She's an associate professor in the College of Student Affairs and Higher Education at Penn State. Also, the former head softball coach of Penn State University for 17 years, longtime softball coach there at Penn State. Also, now a researcher into different issues relating to college athletics and the universities as well. We appreciate Ms. Rankin speaking to us here on Capstone News Now.
My pleasure. Nice to be here.
Now, you'll be speaking this upcoming Friday here at the university. It's going to be, tomorrow you'll be speaking in Lloyd Hall, room 222 at 6:30. Stormy Weather, the Influence of Campus Climate on Building Inclusive Communities. You'll be speaking there at Lloyd Hall. What is your take on what's been happening the last few weeks in sports? Obviously, a huge, seems to be a sea change in the way that we look at LGBTQ athletes in our sporting landscape.
Yeah, and my focus on tomorrow night is actually on campus climate overall and how climate influences students, faculty, and staff success. On Friday, I'll be speaking more specifically about some work I did with the NCAA on the climate for student athletes and focusing in this particular presentation on LGBTQ student athletes. So, yeah, there's been a lot of movement over the last couple of years. There's a coalition, LGBT coalition, sports coalition that has some support from Nike, where we are trying to bring together professional sports, collegiate sports, recreational sports, and K-12 sports to talk about inclusion or being more inclusive of LGBTQ student athletes.
So during your coaching career, and again, you were a longtime softball coach. How often did you interact with students who were gay or fit into the LGBTQ community? And obviously, your career spanned many different years and different periods in our culture. So tell us a little bit about that process.
Well, yeah, 36 years is a long time to be in higher ed. So I spent my first 17 as a softball coach, but I was also out. I identify as a lesbian coach, and so at that point, one of the few in Division I still. So part of it was, for me at that point, many student athletes came to me because they saw me as someone who they could talk to about their experiences, and so that's kind of where that focus of my work during that time was really to be a coach, but try to be supportive of student athletes who had some issues, either from families or teammates or whatever, about knowing how to be who they were and yet still be able to be competing.
And is it difficult for a lot of student athletes that are gay or lesbian or whatever the case may be? And obviously, a lot of folks have an idea of sports as being sort of a kind of conservative culture. Is it difficult for a lot of people to be in those circumstances?
I say that over my time in higher ed and athletics has changed. I think it was much more difficult when I first started my career, as evidenced by the fact that I'm no longer coaching because they didn't want to be a coach at Penn State. And there's a long history of that, another whole other story, but so I left coaching at that point for that reason. Since that time, there's been a number of organizations and folks who have been assisting and trying to move these issues forward, and I think that it's becoming a little culturally more acceptable, perhaps, and then also in the sports world, where obviously with Wade Davis kind of paving the way for professional sports, Brittany Griner in collegiate sports, Michael Sam now before the draft as a professional football player. But there have been folks before them that have been out as well. So now you're seeing players come out while they're playing. And Jason and Michael being two of the most courageous, obviously, in high-profile basketball and football.
Well, obviously, the University of Alabama is a forerunning athletic institution, as is Penn State University, where you are a professor now. These two organizations, you know, Penn State and Alabama have a lot of similarities in, you know, the way that they comport themselves, you know, with it being so much tradition and having such a long history of being very successful in these in the sporting world. Do you think that, and I guess it's different because, you know, you can only compare the two so much, you know, Penn State is up in a more liberal part of the country, but what do you think about that? I mean, if there was here at the University of Alabama a gay student, an openly gay student athlete, of which I'm not sure that we we've really become aware of here on campus, how do you think that the university would be able to react to that?
Well, my hope is that they follow the NCAA's lead. Recently, the NCAA put out a publication called Champions of Respect, which is how to create more inclusive climates for LGBT students, faculty, and coaches in intercollegiate athletics. So I'm hoping that those kinds of things are moving forward so that if that did arise, there would be support for that student, that there would be some previous information that I could look to help them understand and work with student athletes who wish to be who they are and play. Because if they don't, at least in my research, what we found is that if I just compare LGBTQ students with heterosexual student athletes, their academic success, athletic success, and their identity as an athlete are significantly influenced by the climate both on their teams, in their departments, and in their workplaces. And so those are the things we'll talk more about on Friday.
Well, very interesting. We're speaking to Sue Rankin. She's a professor at Penn State University, also former head softball coach for the Penn State Nittany Lions. Real quick here, Dr. Rankin, and we'll let you go. We appreciate you joining us here on Capstone News Now. You'll be here in Tuscaloosa for the next few days doing a series of events on campus, speaking about these issues. When you're in your research and in your career, what is the one issue that you feel that the NCAA has yet to address in your area that they need to make a move on?
To be honest, I think they've actually made those moves. Both of the Champions of Respect reports, their ongoing work with being more inclusive of transgender athletes and creating policies for them. Kai Alam being one of the first out trans men to play in women's basketball, Division I. And then those student athletes, I think, are pushing us to be more thoughtful and inclusive to make sure that they have the same experience or opportunity to experience intercollegiate athletics as anybody else.
But what do you say to people, and there are lots of them, not only here but around the country, that say that transgendered athletes and others should not be allowed to participate?
Well, if you look at the, again, I go to the research because I'm an academician, right, that because of the strict rules with regards to steroids for women who are birth assigned sex female and then wish to play as a trans man, they not take hormones until they complete their playing time. So I think it's more about allowing folks to be who they are and still maintain those level playing fields, and that's something I think the NCAA is working on now.
Well, very good. Sue Rankin, we appreciate you joining us for joining us here on Capstone News Now, and we wish you the best here in Tuscaloosa and hope you have a fun time down here.
Well, I appreciate your invitation and Southern hospitality. Thank you so much.